Here's Alderman James Kappelman, 46th Ward in Chicago. Alderman, welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you feeling? Are you well, sir?
I'm fine. Yes, I'm perfectly fine.
You came upon some people in your ward the other night that were drinking and drugging and lounging, and you said that shouldn't be going on. You confronted them.
Yes.
Talk to me a little bit about that scene. What happened there?
Well, I've had a lot of different phone calls from constituents concerned about some public drinking in that area that had just gotten rampant. And the past 2 months, it had just gotten out of control. It made it so that families, especially parents with kids, just didn't feel safe in the area. And so I got a text from a constituent just after 9 p.m. on Saturday saying, oh, my gosh, it's party central right now. And so I thought, you know, what I'll do is go out there, see, just assess the situation. And that way, if I see something that's getting pretty out of control, I'll call 911. So I went out there, and I only saw one individual. I thought, okay, there's no one there anymore. Things are okay. And then I talked to that one individual and said, you know, I am concerned about all this public drinking. We can't have it here. And he agreed. And I said, you need to talk to these individuals who are congregating out here. It needs to stop. And he said he would. So there was a table that was been there for the past couple of days, sitting on the sidewalk, and just abandoned table. And the people drinking would store their liquor on the bottom shelf and put a blanket or something over it so the police couldn't see them drinking. So I picked up the table to throw it away. I do that kind of stuff on a regular basis when no one's around. No one was around. I turned the corner and I saw around 8 people sprawled on the sidewalk in various stages of intoxication. So I was surprised. They were surprised. And they see me with this table that they use to hide their alcohol. And I just keep going forward. And one of the guys started chasing me. He said, wait just a minute. You can't take that table. You can't take that's my table. I said, no, it's not. It's abandoned. It's been on the sidewalk. You can't have this here. And he started tussling. And then two other guys also joined in. And I kept hold of that table. The stupid thing on my part was I should have just let go of that table.
I'm giving him the table at this point in the story. They took one of the legs from the table, beat you, choked you, right?
In the tussle, I pulled and the table broke. The one guy raised up the leg, and I thought, okay, well, I'm going to get it now. I'm over my head. And my husband was with me. He was calling 911, and there was all these people around me. My adrenaline was really, really high. And if you've been in a situation where you have lots and lots of adrenaline, I have before, you don't feel anything. And I just knew that there was pressure of people all over me. And my hand was swollen a little bit. My sandal came off in the struggle. And I was hurting, but I can't recall someone actually hitting me.
Hold on a second, Alderman. This is James Kappelman. He's in the 46th Ward. And having described this scene, Alderman, I have a few minutes here. But what's the moral to this story? These sorts of assaults take place frequently. When it's an alderman, it makes news. But what are you thinking today after all of that?
What I'm thinking today is the individuals involved have a long history of addiction. They've been caught up in addictions for many decades. They've had hundreds of arrests. It's not working. We have to find, and they're experiencing homelessness because of their addiction. So we have to have, as a city, a much more coordinated approach from the prison system, the ER system, from being people getting kicked out of nursing homes or supportive housing. We need a system in place so that when someone's experiencing homelessness from those, and it typically happens when they're released from jail or released from a nursing home, we need a system in place so that there's a handoff and there's a coordinated approach to get them help they need.
Boy, that's comprehensive. And I think the line I heard attributed to you was, we can't arrest our way out of this problem. And I think that's not only the high road, I think that's true.
It is absolutely true. It's not working. 2013, I had another woman with many, many arrest and was, addicted to drugs and alcohol and had bipolar. I saw her batter four people and I said, you can't keep doing this. I'm going to have to call 911. Well, she chased me and she was arrested and it made the news that, again, I was battered. And I said, no, the news is this woman's had 397 arrests. And she's not once been offered any drug treatment.
Think about that.
Or any type of,
That's just amazing,
So we need a plan in place to for all these people who have chronic arrests. We as a city, know them by name. We know that there's a small percentage of the population committing the bulk of these types of crime. Mm-hmm. We need to focus on those individuals, give them intensive case management services with wraparound services, housing. And we know that works because other cities across the country are doing that.
That's Alderman James Kappelman, the 46th Ward. Let's follow up on this conversation down the road, Alderman. I'm glad you did what you did. What you're saying, and good luck to us all. I hope the city heeds your advice. Thank you for your thoughts today.
Sure. Take care.